Christy Grainer, and I want to welcome you to the Dare to Believe podcast. And today we are going to be interpreting dreams. I'm with Shannon Hammer, who's one of our dream interpreters on our team. Hi, Shannon.
Hey, Christy.
And we have a dream that has come to us from a 16-year-old.
Yes.
And so, Shannon, why don't you tell me about the dream?
So this dream is from a 16-year-old girl. She had the dream in black and white. And she said that, she works at a fast food place. And so at work, she was approached by her manager and was asked to take out the trash. So she took out the trash. There's a door that she can go through and at the back of the kitchen, and she gets into this area called the cage. It is an enclosure that is attached to the building, but it can also be accessed by a separate door on the other side by other people through, like, coming from the parking lot too. So there's two access points, and she was bringing the trash out, and she could see that there was someone approaching her from the parking lot. And when that person got to the cage, in her head, she was thinking that, oh, they're probably going to ask me about, are we closed or are they still serving, something like that. But this person took out a shotgun and shot her right in the forehead. And in her dream, she said that she went from being deeply asleep to being immediately awake. And in those few moments after she woke up, she could hear the reverberation of that gunshot in her room.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Kind of a disturbing dream.
Very, very disturbing.
Yeah. Did she say if it was daytime or nighttime?
She said that it was at the end of the night, so okay. It was at nighttime.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And did she give a title to this dream?
Getting shot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So these dreams can be pretty disturbing, as you know.
Exactly.
And so let me just tell you the dream back to you, and we'll talk a little bit about color and light and mm-hmm. all those things in a dream. So she is at work, and she's working at a fast food restaurant, and the manager asked her to go take the trash out. So she takes the trash, and she's walking out through the back to this area they call the cage, which is an enclosure where they keep the trash bins and things like that. And she's getting ready to throw the trash in the bin, and she sees a guy walking towards her. She doesn't think anything wrong. She just thinks he's probably going to ask information about whether they're open or not. But he actually comes right up to her and points a gun at her and shoots her in the forehead. And that wakes her up, and she can still hear the shotgun noise in her room.
Yes, yeah. That is true.
Yeah, so really, and Shannon knows this, but a color and light are extremely important in a dream. So it's nighttime, which tells you that you're not getting a lot, that this is something that the enemy is planning for her. And when you have no color in a dream, and this is a black and white dream?
Black
and white dream. When there is no color in the dream, we know that our God, who is light, if he's not in the dream much, in him there is no darkness. And when light goes through a prism, which is like Father, Son, Holy Spirit, when the light of God shines through the truth of who God is, there's a lot of color. And all of creation shows God's light and God's color. And color, God speaks about himself through colors. And so when we look at a dream that is black and white, people can get very upset because it's like, oh no, the enemy has access to me. But that really isn't where she needs to go with this.
Right.
Right. Because she needs to understand that the Lord is letting her see the enemy's strategy against her. And so when a person's when you have an opponent in like a war or a game, and she's at war, I mean, this is real war stuff.
Yeah, spiritual war.
If you know the opponent's strategy, it's a lot easier to defeat them. And so that's really what the Lord is doing for her, is allowing her to see the opponent's strategy. Which, do you want to talk about what you see that the opponent's strategy might be against her?
So the person tried to shoot her right in her head, in her forehead. And so just her mind, her belief system, her mindset, mm-hmm. that sort of thing. Like the enemy is trying to, the enemy plans a direct attack on her. The way that she thinks.
Yeah, and to take her out.
To take her out.
And there's so much more in this. So she's at a it is a place that she works, but it's a place where where food is made. So
right.
So in this place of spiritual food, she's being asked to take out the garbage. That means she's being asked to get rid of some things probably in her own life that the Lord doesn't want her to carry. So taking out the garbage is getting rid of your stuff. And it isn't necessarily her stuff, but she's still taking rid out the garbage.
Right.
Right. And it is in the back door. It's getting rid of the things. It shouldn't be a harmful situation. And things that look innocent to her are going to be more harmful than she realizes.
Yes. That, that was one of the things that she said. She goes, I was just so surprised that that's the way that it happened.
Yeah.
So she wasn't thinking anything of this person approaching at night or
right.
anything like that. That it was just, it was extremely shocking.
Yeah. And so that is the warning. And when these dreams come, it does not mean this has to happen. So you don't have to lay down and go, oh no, the enemy's going to take me out. Because that is not why the Lord gave her the dream.
Right.
The Lord gave her the dream to prepare her for the reality that this is the enemy's strategy against her. So what do you do when the enemy wants to take you out in your thinking and in your cleansing? She needs to get some prayer to help deal with something she's dealing with. And it's in the back of the place. So I'm thinking there may be some things from the past, because a lot of times it's not her house. So this is, I'm not sure about this, but it's out the back door. Mm-hmm. So there may be some things that are past things that the Lord, she hasn't finalized. She needs to be careful with that stuff and be aware of the enemy coming to, he's like, he prowls around like a lion waiting to devour her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that is something that we did talk about, and we did share a time of prayer together after she shared what her dream was, and it was, you know, and just the explanation, that interpretation did, you know, sit right with her.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when we felt that it was, okay, this is what the Lord is telling you.
Yeah, and that's the appropriate response. When you get a dream that is black and white and it causes fear in you, the Lord's never going to give you fear. The Lord's going to give you color and light and peace in your dream. So what the right response is to get prayer and to stay in community so that you can't be taken out like this. So
right.
Well done, Shannon. Thanks for interpreting that dream for her. Yeah,
absolutely.
All right. So this is Christy Grainer. And again, this is the Dare to Believe podcast. If you have a dream that you would have a question about, or you would like an interpretation for, we welcome you to submit those dreams to us. We have a team of interpreters that will get back to you as soon as we're able. And our web address is dtbmn.org. And there's a place there to submit your dreams and encourage you to do that. So again, thanks for joining us.